Just a heads up, the Razzball Baseball Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Podcast.
Hey, Gray, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm fantastic. I've been driving across America, and I think actually we should change the name of the podcast to the Razzball Hotel Room Podcast, because this is the second week in a row that I'm actually doing this from a hotel room.
Yeah, you should order a room service on Razzball.
Really?
No.
Okay, hold on. Hey, it was great seeing you last night. Actually, Razzballers, I'm in California. I'm in Newport Beach. I went to see Gray last night, and I showed him the Razzmobile, pending name.
That was pretty cool. I can't believe that, like, for those who don't know, Nick is not a small guy. I am. I'm, like, Altuve size, but Nick is, what are you, 6'2", 6'3", 6'6"?
Yes. 6'3", 240 maybe.
Yeah. So Nick can stand up inside the van. That's pretty good for some kidnapping.
I haven't tinted the windows yet though.
Yeah. You should tint the windows and set up some video surveillance inside the van.
Well, luckily, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but it's okay if you say it out loud. It's weird if you were to secretly do it.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's on the record. But yeah. It's an exciting week. So we did. So I drove across America last week with my buddy Blake. We shot some videos. You can actually see the kind of pre-tour tour at RazzballRadio.com right now. But just so everyone knows, the equipment is going to get way better. So on Wednesday, I'm back in Phoenix, and I'm actually picking up the equipment. So we are going to have pro-style gear, and it'll look a lot like the Razzball launch party video we did in Toronto. So, but it was cool, man. I love America.
What was your favorite city? Hold on a second. Let's flip this script and have Gray interview Nick. So what was your favorite city on the tour?
You know what? I've said it a bunch of times, but it really was Denver. Yeah, Denver was fantastic. Although your Malibu beach house last night was a close second, except when your dog kept sniffing my crotch.
Good old Ted.
There you go. Hey, listen.
What was your least favorite city?
I don't want to play that game.
I'll give you a few.
Okay, shoot. You tell. What do you think my least favorite city would have been?
I'm not even sure which cities you were in, but I'm just going to throw out a couple terrible cities and see how I do. Let's see, Indianapolis.
You know what? Nice people, but petite. Is a nice way of describing Indianapolis.
Yeah, I have. I married into a family from Indianapolis. Coogs is from there, and I went there. Let's just say the steak and shake was the highlight. After after that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You've seen one tilted kilt. You've seen them all, you know?
You know, I'll tell you one thing, though, and this was really funny. And I'm not saying this, in any way other than it was just an interesting observation. So we were leaving Chicago in the morning, heading to Indianapolis, and every single billboard until we left the state of Illinois was lawyer, 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 lawyer. Once we hit the state of Indiana, and I'm not exaggerating, every single billboard was Jesus saves, hell is real. Jesus saves, hell is real.
Nice. Yeah, I like the, you probably didn't get through Texas at all. I enjoy the 24-hour, these are also in the Midwest, the 24-hour fireworks stores. When you really need an M80 at 4 in the morning, where are your spot?
It's funny because it's true.
The 3 a.m. drive-through firearm store.
Although, I'm gonna tell you one quick story about the road trip. So we hit Kansas City for lunch, and we were supposed to stay in Kansas City that night, but we'd already done 4 hours that day. But it was about an eight-hour drive to Denver. So I said to Blake, I said, look, we can haul ass today, do 12 hours on the road, go straight through Kansas, get to Denver, and then we'd have a day off from driving and two nights in Denver. So that's what we decided to do. And about 3 hours from Denver, the tire on my little Honda Civic blew out. And it wasn't a flat. I mean, it exploded. And we were in the middle of nowhere late on a Saturday night. I mean, really nowhere. We were in Goodland, Kansas, which apparently is not pronounced Goodland. It's pronounced Goodland. So luckily, this local guy...
more letters when you're saying the name.
I'm not used to the lack of enunciation. I'm going to have to get used to that.
It's America, not America.
But this is a true story. So I'm on the side of the road with my dog in the back of the car, and Blake and I are looking at each other in the little tiny Sperry donut I have in the back of the car. And I'm like, look, it's Saturday night. We're in Kansas. Nothing is going to be open on Sunday. So we're like, do you think the donut can make it to the Rockies so we can get to Denver tonight? Anyway, long story short, we're staring at the car on the side of the road, and this SUV comes peeling down the other side. Doesn't even slow down, does a U-turn through the median, through this ditch, and I'm thinking, my God. And luckily, it was a guy, JW, I'll never forget this guy, he was a sweetheart, does a U-turn, helps us out, takes us into Goodland, gets a spare tire off one of his brother's old cars, which, thank goodness, he had six of them in the backyard.
Can I ask a quick question? Did his brother... Yeah. Know that he was having a tire taken off of his car?
I think he was too drunk, but at the same time...
He was at the fireworks 24-hour store.
But
is JW short for J-Wrong? What was the first thing I said when you showed up my place yesterday? I was like, when you opened the door, I was expecting J-Ron to be in the back.
But this guy, JW, all he had was a tuft of red hair and no teeth. He was a young guy. But all I kept hearing was the soundtrack to Deliverance in the background. And then so we get the tire, we're on the road.
Baby Huey? I'm looking up the picture. Yeah, it sounds like Baby Huey, an adult version. But right, you don't get the reference. Fine, continue.
Okay. Well, anyway, we get back on the road. We're like, thank goodness, let's get to Denver. And Blake just looks at me and he goes, you know, Nick, they put the 10-mile tire on the car, and the whole clan is waiting for us 12 miles down the road.
The last 2 miles, you're on your own.
All right, we should talk some fantasy baseball.
All right.
All right. So So what we're going to do today, we're gonna play a buy or sell. I'm calling it Bologna or Beef Wellington. You're buying or selling these following statements. Actually, in honor of Passover, I was going to call it.
Could you clarify which one is the better of the two, Bologna or Beef Wellington?
Depends on what state you're from, apparently.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, this way it's clear for some of our listeners.
Okay, so let's say you're not buying bologna if Beef Wellington's the option.
Okay.
In honor of Passover, I was actually going to call it Matzo or Maror, but I figure we'll stick with the beef because, you know, I am in the South.
Manish Tana to that. All right.
All right, here we go. Gray, are you buying Adam Eaton, who is 74% owned? Is he going to hit 285 with 100 runs and 25 steals? Adam Eaton of the White Sox, 285, 100 runs, and 25 steals. Is that statement bologna or Beef Wellington?
Oh, man. Do I have to say one of those? I'm going to say bologna on Adam Eaton.
Not that I don't like him, but I'm not willing to go and say he's going to be a 285, 100 run, 25 steal guy at this point. I think there's probably a good – I think there's probably a maybe 30% chance of that happening, but it's not a definite by any stretch of the imagination. It's not even a probable at this point. I think it's a possible.
Okay, fair enough. Because he's already got, I believe, 14 runs this year, so he's off to a pretty good start.
Hold on. I want to change my projections. Did you say 14 runs? Oh, my God. He's over 10% there. Gray's taking over. We should have music for that. Gray's taking over. Like the you don't get the Eastbound and Down. You never seen it?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch it now that you're in America. I got a question for you. What's going on with your RCL team?
You know what? Actually,
better than Rudy.
Yeah.
Not saying much. At this point, Rudy's got 43. It's not fair that he's not on the line to defend himself, but he's got 43 points right now out of a possible 120.
Yeah, no, he's up to. Well, I'm in seventh.
Yeah.
But
your team's actually not that bad. It's so early in the season, probably in less than a week you could move into first. That's how quickly things could change at this point still. But yeah, Rudy's team's a mess.
You know what? Other than Matt Latos on that team, I've done a lot I've been lucky to avoid the injury bug that's been taking over the league. So.
Yeah, no, I just love Zimmerman, and
let's not talk about it. Well, you can't say you don't have much. You're in second place. You're a half point out of first.
Yeah, I know, and I just love Zimmerman. But, yeah, actually, Zimmerman wasn't giving me all that much, and in the RCLs, the nice thing about these shallower leagues, it's a Zimmerman type injury. It doesn't really kill you. If you lose like three guys that are all like top picks, then you're pretty much done. But
in a league like 12 team mixed league, you lose Zimmerman. It hurts, but it doesn't kill you at all.
Hey, remember, speak into the microphone on your cell phone.
Hello.
All right, back to the beef.
Sorry, I put the phone down. I walked 15 feet away. My bad.
D. Gordon, who is 74% owned, is going to swipe more bags than Billy Hamilton. D. Gordon currently has 9 steals. Billy Hamilton has 2. Is it bologna or Beef Wellington that D. Gordon is going to swipe more bags than Billy Hamilton?
I'm going to say Beef Wellington, even though I object to bologna and Beef Wellington terms. This is awful. But I will. I'll say D. Gordon will be he'll steal more bases than Billy Hamilton. I think
Billy Hamilton.
I'm really starting to get the sense that he's going to be one of the bigger bucks this year. I don't know. I think he can obviously steal 70 bases if he's on base, but I don't think he's going to be on base enough to steal that many.
Okay, I'll drop the Bologna Beef Wellington. So let's just call it buy or sell.
Okay.
Are you buying or selling this statement? Anthony Rendon outperforms Jason Kipnis on the player radar by end of season. Anthony Rendon is going to outperform Jason Kipnis this year. Are you buying or selling that?
Baloney.
You don't think you think Kip's going to get it together?
I think Rendon is, I think he's a solid guy to have at MI and even second, maybe even third in some deeper leagues. I don't mind Rendon at all. But Kipnis has he has 20 homer power and 20 steal speed. Rendon doesn't come close to that. It doesn't really matter. Rendon could, he would have to have a Mac Carpenter type year to outperform Kipnis, because Rendon just doesn't have that kind of power and speed.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, real quick, guys, DraftKings, of course, is alive and well. If you want to get in on to some daily fantasy, the $400,000 sweet spot contest is happening April 25th. You can head over and play right now. Again, daily fantasy, guys, everyone's talking about it. Everyone's playing it. Completely legal. DraftKings is U.S.-based, unlike some other companies. And you can also play for free. There's paid contests, free contests, daily leagues, so there's no season-long commitment. You know, when, let's just say, Cobb falls apart, or I'm not going to go through the list of injuries because I don't want this to turn into an injury podcast, but if you want to play daily, you want to get your daily fantasy on DraftKings.com, big $400,000 sweet spot contest starting April 25th, get in on that. Still there, Greg?
Yeah, I'm there. Did you want me to add anything on? Yeah.
I was making a statement.
I was interested in hearing you point out that DraftKings is U.S. based. Now you're living in the U.S., you're all about it, huh? I don't remember you ever mentioning it's U.S. based before. Suddenly, next ball, ooh, U.S. Yeah, number one. Canada, Patooey.
Well, you know what? As soon as we're off the podcast, I'm going to go get some white boy tribal tattoos on my arms now, just so I really fit in.
Get a tramp stamp while you're at it.
Gray, are you buying or selling that Grady Sizemore, who is 47% owned, gets 400 at-bats this year? Do you think Grady Sizemore is going to get 400 at-bats with the Red Sox? Buy or sell that statement?
No way. I think Grady Sizemore and 400 at-bats. If there was an over-under at 400, I would take the under. I'd put my life savings on that. There's not a chance in the world he gets 400 at-bats. Even if he stays healthy all year, he's not getting 400 at-bats. There's no way.
Okay. How many at-bats do you think?
They won't play him enough for 400 at-bats. It won't happen.
Okay. How many do you think he gets? You set the over.
I would set the over under at about 275, and I'd probably take the under. Even at that, I don't trust him to stay healthy at all.
All right, buy or sell? Edwin Encarnacion, again coming off off-season wrist surgery. People forgot about that. Doesn't crack 30 home runs this year. Edwin Encarnacion, who doesn't have a dinger yet for the Blue Jays, doesn't crack 30 home runs. Are you buying or selling that statement?
Wow. You're all about putting down Toronto and Canada. What happened to you, Nick?
It's all this American fast food.
Next thing you know, you're not going to be interested in talking about Brett Lowry anymore, or Lowry, or I don't know how to say his name. I think Edwin Encarnacion probably, I would say he does break 30 homers. I think it's still early to be selling him hard, but I would be concerned for sure. But I think you got to stay the course at this point with Edwin.
All right. Great. Are you buying or selling that Scott Kazmir, who is 78% owned, gets the 200 strikeouts this year?
I would put that in almost as ridiculous as the Sizemore over under. I don't think Kazmir can get 200 Ks if he were to pitch the next 15 months. That's not fair. I think he is, he does get Ks if he pitches the innings. He's not going to get 200 innings though to get the 200 Ks.
He got 158 last year.
Yeah, I was going to say I put the over-under at about 150. He left the game yesterday because of a sore tricep, and I think he'll probably get two and a half DL stints. I would put him at about 25 days on the DL for the season, which is fine. I mean, if you have the DL room, because the good thing about Kazmir, that I can't really say about Brandon Moreau anymore is at least when he's healthy, he's pitching well. I wouldn't mind having Kazmir on a team because, if he's injured, you DL him, and if he's healthy, you start him. It's not bad. 200 Ks, that's not happening.
Okay. Buy or sell, Matt Garza, 83% owned, gets the 200 innings pitched this year. Does Matt Garza get the 200 innings pitched? You buying or selling that?
I would say I'd sell it on that too. Just probability of 200 innings is not easy. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but not that many pitchers actually get the 200 innings. And Garza, I'd put him at the over under of about 175, 180. I think he's not a terrible bet again. If you have him and you can, if you can start him in decent matchups, I'd probably own him in just about any league. I just, wouldn't trust him for 200 innings. No, not at all.
Okay. Last one, buy or sell. Tim Lincecum is out of the starting rotation by the All-Star game.
I feel like I'm being pretty conservative with all my buy sells, as I tend to be, but I am going to say he's not out of the rotation. He should be out of your fantasy rotation. He should be out of that already. I don't think Lincecum's really worth starting anywhere, let alone owning in most mixed leagues. I think he's getting by completely on name value. It's kind of like the CC Sabathia situation where, you're starting him basically for the stats he put up 3 to 4 years ago. There's nothing in Lincecum and Sabathia. Well, Sabathia 2 years ago was okay. Last year he wasn't good. So Sabathia is going on now his seventh month of baseball pitching not being good. So that's not really. If his if his name is AJ Griffin, you wouldn't own him. So why do you own Sabathia? And then Lincecum, same situation, but a little bit even longer of a history of not being good at this point. He's gotten K's, but he doesn't look like he can't keep his ERA in check at all anymore. So there's really, you gotta look at the situation the team, your fantasy team is in. Do you need the K's so bad that you would continue to start Lincecum? I don't see a situation where you can right now in any league. And I don't know, you drop him in most mixed leagues, I think.
All right. Great. Listen, quick podcast update before we wrap this up. So Jeremiah from Atlanta was asking me today, where the podcasts are. Right now, all the podcasts are still at rasball.com. What's going to happen once we go daily May 1st? The show is going to be available as a video show every day, but also we'll rip the audio. And if you just want fantasy baseball podcasts, we'll cut that up for you. So it'll be a lot more often. So as opposed to once a week, when we have you guys on, we're going to have regular segments with all the guys, of course, during baseball season. So there'll be a lot more kind of grab-and-go audio available. But here's the big thing. We have been, the last few weeks has been tough. We've been in, hotel rooms. But really, we got the truck. We are really close to having the studio, and when May 1st comes, this is going to be bumped up 90%. or 900 times better than what we got right now. We're currently using 10% of our capacity. So when May 1st hits, this quality-wise will be
I'm scared to even think about us when we're at 11% of our capacity. I mean, if this is 10%, 11 is going to blow people's minds. And then to think there's 12, 13, 14, 15 even, and onward and upward, it's scary.
Hey, buy or sell, Razzball, the Razzball podcast is going to win a podcast award this year.
Oh, that's a definite buy. I'm saying we're going to get a Webby, we're going to get a Potty, and we're also going to get an Emmy because we're going to get submitted to this because we're doing this on video somewhere. Someone's videotaping their iPod while they listen to this, and then they're going to put it on PBS, and we're going to win an Emmy.
Hey, Trey, one last point before we do end this. For our RCL League, for the $100, we've got to collect from everybody. Of course, we're going to use sportsvault.net. Guys, if you're a commissioner and you're tired of collecting dues, which is the biggest headache for me, I dropped so many leagues because I was always the commissioner because I was the only guy organized enough to run it, and I got tired of it because I was chasing money down. I mean, it became accounts receivable. Go to sportsvault.net. There's no fees. There's absolutely zero cost to you. You can lock up your league fees for the entire year at no cost. Why wouldn't you? You're buying or selling that statement, Greg?
I'm definitely buying that. Unfortunately, I am the guy who you have to chase down for the money. I still haven't paid for my 2012 Fantasy Keeper League. I'm going to get around to it, though, at some point. I just, you know, it's on my to-do list, all right? Let's just say that.
Hey, sorry, I keep saying last thing, but really last thing. In the next couple of weeks, too, once the truck is outfitted, I'm going to drive out to L.A. for a couple of days, and I'm going to have you sidekick with me on the show. So I hope your mustache, your Hungarian mustache wax subscription is up to par.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, I'm growing out every. I'm gonna look like Pete Campbell from Mad Men. I'm gonna be growing out my burns, my eyebrows. I'm gonna grow out every facial accoutrement.
Yeah, no. Great, thanks for joining us today on the Razzball Baseball Podcast, buddy.
All right.